Hello.
Hello.
We're back.
Oh, we're so back.
We're all the way back with booze and crisps and other intricate devices.
Yeah, I mean, it is incredibly difficult to keep these dipso caps up, because we very rarely get drunk.
Yeah.
Well, on the odd occasion that we do, you know, it's nice to record one.
You see, the problem is, we may get drunk, we can't afford to go outside and get drunk. And that's the entire idea of a dipso cap.
Is it?
I think so. I'm not sure.
That sort of just makes us sound like Sanax. They get drunk in the house.
Yeah.
Which, whilst that might be accurate, it's not necessarily a good thing.
We can get drunk in the house, but we've really got to do these in a pub, you see.
Anyone can get drunk in the house.
Let's say, yeah. Even my mum could get drunk in the house.
Yeah, your mum can get well drunk in the house.
She can, yeah. and then she does the whole sort of punching and policeman and being dragged into an ambulance.
That little dance that she does.
Yeah. And all that ping pong ball stuff. We won't even talk about that. No.
Well, I don't like to talk about it.
No.
I nearly took my eye out.
Yeah, well, you know, if you do keep gawking through the cat flap, that's what happens.
Probably the only way I could see.
It's not a good idea, you know.
Well, that injunction and all.
Yes. I'm going to grab another piece of these. What are they? They're some sort of pretzel goo.
Yeah. Well, we sent something out, as we do, on your Twitter.
Yeah.
Which we can barely work it at this time now. Mm. But someone did say, talk about crisps.
Let's talk about crisps, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good crisps and the bad crisps that can be. I'll talk about crisps. Let's talk about crisps. And what have they said about them?
That was Dangerous Dave, actually. What we've got is some ox. Not beef. Not beef at all, but ox.
Ox, indeed. Ox, you say.
We've got
so.
Some... of your standard pork scratching.
Really?
And then we've got what can only be described as pretzel factory sweepings, which have been flavoured with honey and mustard.
They taste jolly good.
Yeah. It's odd that they are the nicest of the three that I've just described.
And Tom has poured them onto a single crisp packet shell.
Yeah. And as is the traditional way.
And I've been picking up at them like a crazed man with no fingers. Or a crazed man with many fingers, possibly.
Mm. But basically, you could flavour anything with honey and mustard, and I would go for it.
Yeah. Mm. And what else has been on Twitter?
Well, that does strangely bring me around to Jack's question.
Yeah.
A very good friend on Twitter, Jack, or Sven945 as his name. Yeah, he's asked me what my favourite foot odour is.
What is your favourite foot odour?
It still is honey and mustard.
Honey and mustard? Oh, that's amazing.
It is also my favourite foot flavour.
Yes. My favourite foot odour is possibly cheese and onion, or already salted on a poor day.
Mm-hmm. I don't know whether Jack knows that I have a sort of predilection for feet.
Oh, he should do by now, I would imagine. He's shared at least one of the people.
edit. My preference for feet is good. A, nothing to do with flavour, and B, nothing particularly to do with how feet look. I take against anyone that suggests me of being either a foot fetishist or some kind of perv. My interest in feet of the female variety is purely aesthetic, and some female feet are pleasantly, I don't know where I'm going with that, but some of them are nice to look at and some of them aren't.
Well, some
I would only be a pervert if I liked every female foot.
Well, quite so. I mean, some feet are on the end of ankles. Some are mainly on wrists.
Oh, don't get me onto ankles. Ankles are a whole other kettle of fish. And
you're very Victorian in your outlook.
They have delights all of their own. I mean, I have seen a lady,
yeah,
lady shape walking down the road. I've gone from foot, thinking, yeah, I would, to ankle, I'm thinking, nah. Before I've even looked at the face or anything further up than the shin, to be honest. So.
That's slightly admirable, really, if you think about it. I mean, many people would judge a woman on her immediately physigog appearance, but you
well said.
You ignore the physigog and immediately leap to the shoe area and maybe the lumpy ankle. So I suppose
maybe the lumpy ankle, or maybe not. But what is? I have my standards and I stick to them rigorously.
What I would suggest is that the reason. And you look at the ankle, is it's quite a good place to see whether a lady has arthritis. You see, if a lady has arthritis, she's probably going to be quite lumpy down there. But if not, it's going to be probably quite smooth. So you'll know exactly whether you've got a few years with her or just a painful, like, agonising pushing around in a wheelchair, like that poor old Alf Garnett did with his wife. In that series,
Lottie Wombat.
Before he moved into it with a gorgeous black man.
I missed that series. That must have been after Arthur English died.
It was.
Yeah.
Actually, I think it was. I don't know, but it was a very good series with that. Any more on the magic of internet?
I'll have a look. The worst thing was washing the wool because all the wool had oh no. I'm not. I'm sounding now like somebody out of the Vicar of Dibley.
Yes, that's what I thought initially.
But
I decided
these
to
aren't called Dipso casts for no reason.
No.
Well, you know. I was typically going around my unemployed life looking for jobs, doing helpful tasks for parents and friends and the rest of it, and then Martin dragged me out of the house and forced me at gunpoint to have lots of beer.
Yes, yeah. I did. It was an onus upon me. I was full of onus, I was.
Now we have a question from Lapsed Cat.
Oh, that's cat. I'm sorry, I'm just grabbing some more of these lovely injects.
Or, you know, as we're all Twitter-esque up these days, it's at Lapsed Cast. Who asks, which is your favourite Barnaby? Rudge, Bear, or O'Farr?
Rudge? Ooh, I don't know who Barnaby... Yeah, Barnaby rings a bell.
Well, yeah, again, going from the first two of those, we're only going to be showing our ignorance by admitting that we've no idea what the last one is.
I can imagine... Barnaby the Bear. Oh, Barnaby the Bear. I am Barnaby the Bear. There you go. I knew exactly who it was.
Well, I'm going to go for Rudge because that's slightly more upbeat. An eyebrow. You can tell me what au foie is all about.
Au foie? I don't know.
Barnaby au foie?
I know Barnaby the Bear, but that's...
Barnaby au foie.
And I know Inspector Barnaby from that Midsummer Murder series. Is it Inspector Barnaby? Or
is he still in it?
I don't know. Is he Professor Barnaby or is he...
I thought he was done over by that dudgeon and his dog and they ate him.
Really?
He took over his role and his wife and everything.
I've not seen it.
I've missed the last couple of seasons, I haven't said, so that might be wrong, but...
Yeah, no. So, I prefer... to be quite honest, I've never ever seen Midsummer Murder. So, I don't know why these people are talking. Hey, some music going on.
This is sort of why we started recording, because...
It was.
This is our local, and on a Tuesday evening... this just goes on. This isn't paid for. People just come and sing weird songs. And it's nice.
Yeah, I feel as if I'm in a 1970s kitchen.
They don't always sing the whole of the song, as you've just heard.
That's probably a good idea. Carry on. Have we had any more responses?
Oh, hold on. Not on Twitter.
Ooh.
And not on Facebook.
Oh.
But, you know, it's worth checking both.
How trendy. Well, I suppose now we should start talking about what we've been doing today.
Well, other than drinking.
I got up out of my bed, and then I decided I was going to walk the several miles to Sorby Bridge via various Victorian follies Victorian reservoirs, anything Victorian really, which I did, and I took photos and put them on eBay and to sell for like the BBC appeal for Blue Peter to be ever killed.
You're selling all your photos. Ramble.
Yeah, that's it. I want Blue Peter to be killed.
Well, it doesn't.
I want it to be killed by keys being dropped on everybody and other shit and bottle tops.
I lost interest in anything Blue Peter-ish after Janet Ellis left. By God, she was saucy.
Janet Ellis, who seemed to not be able to pronounce scone.
Did you scone?
Yeah, she couldn't say scone.
Oh, no, this is just another of your bloody things, isn't it? Scone.
Yeah, scone.
It's scone.
Scone where?
It's bloody scone. You purport to be from Yorkshire. Regardless of your accent.
No, scone is Yorkshire. Scone is America somewhere.
No, it's just bloody scone. You probably call galas, galas, don't you? I know your kind. You don't know how to pronounce nothing.
Nice icon, galas and garage. Not garage.
Garage with an I.
Yeah. But that wasn't the problem. You know how Janet Ellis...
I apologise for going on about it.
You know how Janet Ellis used to pronounce scone? This is Billy. Pronounce it. Scone.
Scone?
Yeah.
Like the Scottish?
Schooner, yeah, like a schooner.
That's just wrong.
Yeah. My mother used to take great exception to her.
Well, unless she was saying... in front of it, stone off, in which case she was fine.
Because it was an episode where they went, Blue Peter, where they went to the BBC canteen because they'd been told off by a kid for slagging off his mum's cooking. Because his mum worked in the BBC canteen. So they went there, and did a special little section, and she called a scone. A scone?
What?
A scone.
Well, you see, this is just the first of the atrocities that we're now learning went on in BBC Television Centre in the 70s.
Nothing else bad happened then. Yeah. Call it a scone.
It's either nothing else or lots.
She's a monster in many ways. Also, later on in her life, she got to kiss Roland Rat.
No, I think... you'll find Roland Rat got to kiss her.
Yeah, but she refused to kiss him. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. He went, hello, Rip Fins. I went towards her, and then she refused to kiss him because he was a filthy puppet. Oh, I mean, filthy puppet. A filthy puppet. That's what he was, not a puppet. I don't know what a puppet would be. I bet they'd be great. I want to be kissed by a filthy puppet. that was it. Anyway, I suspect that we're getting to the end of our little Dipso cast now.
Yeah, it is usually around this time in the Dipso cast when I reflect happily upon the fact that they're so short.
Yes. So from all of us here...
from all two of us.
All two of us here. Around this small table in a small pub where people are playing ukuleles, they say goodbye.
Yeah, and if you thought at any point during this recording that we sound slightly too drunk,
yeah,
bear in mind, we've still got a good pint each to go.
Yeah.
So screw you.
That's it. And if you also think that that's a bad idea, fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. That goes double for me. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.